AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says Iran is begging to work out a deal to end the war. At his cabinet meeting, the president says Iran has been militarily obliterated.
So we estimate it would take approximately 4 to 6 weeks to achieve our mission. 26 days in, we're extremely, really a lot ahead of schedule. The Iranian regime is now admitting to itself that they have been decisively defeated. They're saying to people, this is a disaster.
Iran dismissed a U.S. plan to pause the fighting. Envoy Steve Witkoff says they will keep trying.
We will see where things lead, and if we can convince Iran that this is the inflection point with no good alternatives for them other than more death and destruction. We have strong signs that this is a possibility.
Oil prices are higher. The stock market is lower. The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai.
Iran has begun charging ships to go through the Strait of Hormuz. That's that narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which about 20% of all oil and natural gas traded typically passes in peacetime. But as the war with Iran, Israel, and the United States grinds on, Tehran has used its attacks in that area to basically close it off to other shipping.
All but four of the passengers injured in Sunday's deadly collision between an Air Canada plane and a fire truck at New York's LaGuardia Airport have been released from the hospital. Crews began towing the wreckage of the plane off the runway. The Department of Homeland Security says almost 500 TSA officers have quit during the shutdown at the agency. Congress is trying to work out funding to end the shutdown. The average long-term mortgage rate climbed this week to its highest level in more than 6 months, driving up borrowing costs for prospective home buyers. This is AP News. A new poll finds men and women have different views on who has the advantage when it comes to earning competitive wages.
The survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows equal pay is a major source of concern for working women compared to getting an education, a job, or a promotion. It's also an area where men and women are far apart in their perception of gender equity. About 3 in 10 working women say they've personally experienced wage discrimination, compared to about 1 in 10 working men. These findings come at a time when men's earnings are rising faster than women's, widening the gender wage gap. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Ilya Malinin bounced back from misfiring at the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics by leading after the short program at the Figure Skating World Championships in Prague. Malinin will go to Saturday's free skate with a massive lead. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.